Good morning. We're continuing Chayotim, a Kamam Dalad, and we're looking at Simon Gimel. Imlan Lata Yadav, Vgam Loi Omer Havlan Unavorek. So the person did not wash my Mechorinim, and he did not make this announcement of Havlan Unavorek. We will actually talk about later on the Chayotim does come back to the Luchas of my Mechorinim. Why some people nowadays do not wash my Mechorinim, because the Mora seems to say that it's a Chiyuv Gomer to wash one's hands. Okay, but there is an opinion which that doesn't apply nowadays. And we'll talk about that more when we get to the halachas of Maimer Chornim. So a person did not wash Maimer Chornim, and they did not make any declaration of intent that they're going to bench. So then, Mishanotel HaKais Lavorach Berchus HaMozen Dino Kilo Notel Yodav. So if a person picks up the kais, the bench, on a kais, seemingly he has not started the bench yet, but once he's reached that stage that they actually picked up the kais, that's equivalent of starting benching for this purpose. And then he says, you know what, I'm really thirsty, let me drink a little more before I bench. So at that point in time, Zargal Baruch Bracha Rishona Al Masha Yochel O Yishta. So he would require a new Bracha Rishona, sorry, on that which he's going to eat or drink after he picked up the kais. So he picks up the kais, and he changes his mind and wants to eat a little more or drink a little more, so he has to make a bracha rishona on that. Now that's going to be the same thing as the din of Notel Yodav, which he said before the chachilah in Lasus came. We don't want you doing this. So over here as well, so a person would not be allowed to eat because since he's going to get involved in a suffix bracha, so therefore, we do not want you to do this. And he's saying right, that saying you can't eat without a bracha, but not that you should eat with the bracha either. Now, let's say a person would not be benching on a kais. So then obviously this would only actually be relevant once he starts benching. And then there's no question that he can't interrupt benching to eat. And at the end of benching, he would need a new bracha rishona when he wants to eat the food. Okay, so that's obvious. Now the question is, what about nowadays? So we have something nowadays which approximates these processes. So actually benching does that, but that's pretty obvious to us. We're not always washing my mechorinim. We're not always making the declaration of Havlon Unavorech, and we're not always benching on a kais. So, what about a case where a person didn't wash, and he's eating other foods? So, what point in time is it considered a Hesach Hadas that if he would do that, it would be the end of the meal for him, and he would need a new bracha rishana. So, this is not very not clear. But for example, one question which comes up is a person, they say Shir Malas. So, Rabbi Tzalel Stern in his Shubas Tzela Chachma says that Shir Malas does not count the equivalent of these dinim, and a person would not need a new bracha rishona before he eats something after Shir Malas or drinks something after Shir Malas. So the question would be, if a person would have something of the, what we're looking for is something which would be a very clear intent to end the meal. So let's say, for example, a person's at a meal and says, you know what, I'm really not hungry anymore. And he says, call me back when you're ready to bench. The person walks away from the meal. So that act of walking away, and they go and sit down and read a book, so they didn't just say that they're not getting anymore. Because as we've seen, just saying you're not going to eat anymore, many times the person changes their mind and then decides to eat something afterwards. I'm not going to eat anymore. And then they bring out dessert and say, you know, I am hungry. I will eat some dessert. That's common enough that we basically don't trust you when you say you're not going to eat anymore. But here the person has done more than that. The person has done an action to show that they're really not interested in eating anymore by walking away from the table. So if in that situation they would afterwards change their mind and decide that they do want to eat, so then that would require a new bracha rishona before they can eat some more. And that would be the equivalent of this idea we're looking for over here, that there was an act of hesechadas, an act of a decision to complete the meal and walk away. And that's basically going to approximate what we're talking about over here. The chayim will talk about if a person interrupts the meal for davening or something of that sort, what the law is, and then he will talk about Bez Hashem in the upcoming simonim here in this cloud. Meanwhile, have a good day.